Investing Simplified is brought to you by Chuck Price, President and Wealth Manager of Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm and author of Investing Simplified, the book. Individual situations will vary, and the information on this show should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Other parties present on this broadcast are not affiliated with Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated. Investing Simplified is the longest-running live financial show in America, with a financial advisor, an estate planning attorney, and a CPA to answer your questions for free, and is broadcast live from Portland, Oregon on affiliated stations throughout the Pacific Northwest. Chuck can be contacted by visiting www.pfgwm.com. You can email Chuck with a question at askchuck@pfgwm.com. Or you can call him right now at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Or for our long distance and podcast listeners, you can call toll free at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Now, here's the host of Investing Simplified, Chuck Price.
Well, good morning and welcome to Investing Simplified. This is the opportunity for you to call, ask a question, and we'll try to answer it. In studio today is just me. I'm here all alone, and I welcome your calls because this show is all about you and what keeps you up at night. If you have a question, pick up the phone, give us a call, 503-417-9595, toll free, 877-733-1011. At about 8:15, Sherry McCants is going to call in. We're going to do a little update on Sherry McCants, nutritionist, on investing in your health. And if you have any questions about health, you might want to hold them to that 8:15 to 8:30 spot. In the meantime, if you got a question about investing, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'm going to go right into the market because anybody, unless you're living in a cave, you have to understand we are having one of the greatest rallies of all time in the stock market. We've had 99 new highs since the election of Donald Trump. And whether you like Trump or not, the fact is he has been unbelievably great for the economy. A stagnant economy that for the previous 8 years, wages have not increased, earnings have not increased, and now all of a sudden we have wages going up, earnings increasing, the stock market reaching all-time highs almost on a daily basis. So if you're an investor, you got to be excited about it. If you're not an investor, then you're not even aware of what's going on, and that's understandable. But for most of us who are still investing in the market, you know, I'm just going to kind of go through here, and I like to do my own kind of stock market. But the S&P closed Friday, the 26th, at 2,872.87. It's up 2% for the week. But here's an amazing thing if you want to think about this. The S&P from 1229.17 when the market closed at 2,673.61, the S&P on 126 is up 2,872.87. That's 199 points or 7.45% in 1 month. Now, if that doesn't make you excited, nothing will. The Dow Jones, who's the big old sluggish 30 stocks that are the big old slow lumbering stocks, they closed on 1229 at 24,719.22. They closed yesterday, Friday, at 26,616.71, up 1897. That's 7.68%. Isn't it amazing that the Dow keeps outperforming the S&P? That is just crazy because the S&P is designed for growth. What's even more amazing is it keeps outproducing the NASDAQ, which is the tech stocks, which really is a shocker. But if we go back and look at the S&P closing at 2872. If we go back and look at when the market crashed last time, and I believe there's one coming in 2019, maybe 20, It may happen 18, but I really think it's going to be not till 2019. However, I don't have a crystal ball, so I can't, you know, there's no guarantees on that, obviously. But here's the thing. If you go back and look at the S&P closing on 1999, folks, that's the turn of the century. That means for the first 17 years and 1 month, the S&P is up 5.59%. That is not terrific. That is just not terrific. And that covers Bill Clinton, George Bush, and Barack Obama, and of course, Donald Trump now. But if you also go back and look at the NASDAQ over that period of time since 12/31/99, the NASDAQ is up only 4.94%. That's the index that ought to be double digit, if any is. That's the one that ought to be roaring, but it's not. So, and you know, kind of go back here, and I want to take another look back at the Dow. The Dow closed at 26,616. If we go back and look at 12/31/99, where was the Dow at? Well, the Dow is up 7.7%. 2% ahead of the S&P. Who would have ever thought it? Nobody. Because historically, the S&P has always outperformed it. Looks like Gary's on the phone. Got a question about this hot market, and I couldn't agree more. Gary, are you there?
Yes, I am. I wanted to comment. I'm here.
We'll be answering. Gary's got a question about how the market's hot comment. So, Gary, are you there? Well, got a little delay here. So, as soon as Gary gets on the line, we'll answer his question. Maybe he's just got a comment to make. But I do encourage you to pick up the phone, give us a call, 503-417-9595. This show is all about answering the things that maybe keep you up at night. Maybe you're wondering about what's going on in the marketplace or what's going on with your investments. And we're going to talk about investments today. And I'm going to get into a very detailed discussion about annuities at the last half hour of the show. So I would encourage you, if you own an annuity or you're thinking about buying an annuity, you want to listen to the last half hour of the show, because I'm going to tell you, you are going to be absolutely amazed, because many annuities, we will be able to show you how to increase the revenue by up to 20% over the life of that annuity. And we offer a free service to do that. It's called Annuity Check. And I've been doing this for years. So we got Gary on the line? Okay. And we're going to talk about those, because I think one of the most misunderstood things in the financial industry is the discussion about annuities. There are good annuities. There are bad annuities. There are high commission annuities. There are high fee annuities. There are high expense annuities. The problem is, how do you know? Unless the guy who's sitting down with you is going through the expenses and the fees on that annuity, and I would say if you own one, and certainly if you've owned one in the last 4 or 5 years, you really ought to check it out, because the new annuities are way better than the old ones. There's no comparison. And not always is it good to change from one to another, but you really have to check out the numbers, because I could tell you that, I hear the ads and I hear the other shows. There's several financial shows on the air, and I recommend you listen to all of them, because one of the things that makes us different than all the other financial shows on the air is we're actually live right here in Portland. So we actually will answer your questions. Their shows are taped, so listen to them, because they're taped sales pitches for an hour. Our show, we answer your questions. We don't have any preconceived sales presentation to give to you. We're going to just talk to you like we're having a conversation. And like I have a conversation with my clients, and one of the things I sit down with my clients and I ask them, you know, what's the best investment you ever owned? Why is it the best investment you ever owned it? How have you been happy with the returns of your investments? These are things you need to be asking yourself. If you're not investing to make money, why are you investing? I mean, if the goal isn't to make money, why would you invest? Of course, you want to make money. That's the whole idea of investing, is you want to make some money. So we tell people, you got to look at your investment. And I predominantly all the time review annuity contracts that are paying 1.8 to 3%. Now, I got to tell you, folks, that's not an exciting return. I just told you the returns of the S&P and the Dow. You know, over the last 17 years, 5% and 7%. Well, those are way better than 3, particularly over time. So, I mean, investing, that's why we call it investing. You have a chance to make a higher rate of return. Okay, it looks like we got Gary on the phone. Gary, you got a comment about the market?
Yes, Chuck. I talked to you about 2 months ago and asked you about Lowe's Home Depot stock, and you said go for it. Well,
are you there? Whoop, I don't know what happened. I think we, are you there, Gary? He was commenting about Home Depot stock, and what did the phone go dead, or? Okay. Well, Gary was calling in about Home Depot. And, you know, I still think about any stock right now, they're all doing really well. So you can look at any of the major companies, and I can tell you that 2018 looks really, really good for the economy. And but here's the thing I do caution you, and I've said this all the time. You gotta beware of what's going on around you and looking around. And if you don't have a strategy, if you don't have an investment strategy that can take some of those gains, put them on the side of the table, and hold them for a rainy day, I think you're making a big mistake because nobody can predict what the market's going to do. Looks like we got Gary back there, so hopefully he got his phone kicked out here. So are you there, Gary?
I'm here.
Okay. And your question about Home Depot?
No, I questioned you about them 2 months ago, and you said go for it. I'm up 20%. I'm up on my $25,000 investment. I'm up $8,400.
Well, great for you. Yeah, I like Home Depot. I think they're a great company, and they're hiring a lot of people right now. They're expanding. They're also one of the companies that have came out the other day and is paying a bonus to their employees.
Yeah, they're a great company. I'm going to hang with them.
Well, good for you, and I'm glad you took that advice. And I really think we're in a nice upswing here, at least through this year. And I would say to you, don't be too greedy. Get some nice gains. And at some point, unless you're looking at holding that forever, maybe look at here if we get a little higher, which I think we will in 18, maybe take some gains off the table. And then have some money sitting there to buy it when it drops down again and buy some more of it.
Good idea, Chuck.
Absolutely. I think you'll do extremely well. Congratulations.
Yeah, okay. We'll see you Monday.
Hey, absolutely. Thank you for calling in.
All right, bye.
Bye. Well, there you go. And, you know, I got to tell you, individual stocks, without a question, have been one of the greatest ways for people to accumulate money. Now, we don't do a lot of individual stocks with our clients, but we do, if they call us and ask us a question about it, we'll look it up and I'll give them my advice on the stock. I don't actively mark individual stocks, but I'm looking here on the line. It looks like I had Sherry on the line. Sherry McCants, are you there?
I am, Chuck.
Hey, good Sherry. Morning. Well, we're going to take a quick break and then I'm going to come back and talk to you. So hang on.
Great.
We'll be right back with Sherry McCants. We're going to talk about investing in your health. And you don't want to miss this segment because this is important for everybody listening to this show. We'll be right back.
Price Financial Group, Wealth Management.
Are you
concerned about your retirement income? Do you really understand how your Social Security benefits work? Price Financial Group Wealth Management has helped many seniors in Oregon and Washington maximize their Social Security benefits at retirement through using their Social Security seminar on demand. Now you can watch this valuable information in the comfort of your home by just going to www.pfgwm.com and click on the free Social Security kit. If you are serious about your retirement planning, you cannot afford to miss this opportunity. After all, you have invested your hard-earned dollars into Social Security all your working years. So shouldn't you get the maximum return you can get from those dollars? The future can be scary, and without a plan, it can be even scarier, especially when facing the unknown. What you don't know can hurt you. Get your free Social Security kit at pfgwm.com or call 503-253-3000.
Getting your investing and estate planning questions answered. Call the Financial Doctor for your financial cure. There is no charge for this house call. You can call the Financial Doctor now at 503-417-9595 or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's the Financial Doctor, Chuck Price.
Hey, welcome back to Investing Simplified. And today I'm flying solo, but on the line I have Sherry McCann. So we're going to talk a little bit about investing in your health. Sherry, how are you doing?
I am doing great, Chuck. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. I can't. I have no complaints, except I could use a little less rain, but that's why we all love the Northwest.
Yes, actually, that is great. Yep. Thanks for having me call in today, and just to give you listeners an update. And you know, first I want to start off by talking about what this is, January 28th, and how many of you out there, had a New Year's resolution to lose weight. That's usually the number one goal of New Year's. And as we all know, everybody starts January 2nd, and they're ready to go. And what they do is they probably have bought a new diet book, because the average American buys a new diet book about every 90 days. And they start on a diet, and they get to the gym and try to work out as hard as they can. And this lasts about 2 weeks, because it's unsustainable. It's very hard to just go into something without a plan. And that's, Chuck, what I love about our program, is that you actually have a plan to succeed. You have a plan to win. And and many listeners know that have done the program, that it's important to have an accountability partner. And that's what I love about what I do. I have a story of a gentleman that actually just started the plan, and in his first week, he lost 8 pounds, and
wow,
that's very normal with detoxing, right?
Yep, absolutely.
He lost that bloat, and he learned how to cut the foods that bloated him. He learned how to clean, use the foods that worked the best in his body, and then it came to the weekend. And he had something going on, and he was not able to follow the plan. And you know what? Chuck basically fell off. But here's the thing. He had a person to talk to him to tell him how to get back on. Most people, if they fell off their plan, would be done, right?
That's right.
But, yeah, he, came to me and said, what did I do wrong? Or, and he was very down, because in his second week, he only lost 2 pounds. And I just said, first of all, great. You didn't gain any weight, right? That's a good thing. And the next thing is, you can get right back on. The best part of this plan is based on physiology. It's not based on cutting your calories or cutting out any food group. I mean, would you want you or your child to not have a vegetable or a fruit? Some diets out there, you don't even eat apples or bananas or any kinds of fruit. That's an actual food group that diet is cutting out. But our body is designed for all the food groups, and it creates homeostasis, which also creates burning fat. So long story short, this gentleman is just so excited. He's, you know, back on plan. He knows what to do, and he's ready to rock it. And it's just such a testament to having a plan and knowing what to do. It's all about education, Chuck.
Yeah, and it's not a complicated plan. It's very simple.
Right. It's simple. I always say this. It's simple, but it's not easy.
Well, that's right. No, it's not easy. Nope.
Exactly. And it's kind of like with you. I mean, if someone gave you money, you know, to invest in, and they expected a return in 2 weeks or whatever, it's the same way. It takes time.
Well, you have to have realistic expectations. I talked to somebody the other day, and their spouse did the program a week and only got through about 4 days, and then he said, "No, I can't do this." Well, that's a half-hearted attempt. You know, you give something 4 days, of course it's not going to work. You know, four days,
right,
is
exactly.
You know, that's not realistic expectations. And we tell the same thing with clients that invest money. You have to have realistic expectations about what your investment's going to do, and it's all depending on the risk you're going to take. And in your program, it's not the risk you're going to take, it's the commitment you're going to make.
Right. It's like, what in life can, you know, successfully be accomplished by reaching for a quick fix? And that's what people want. They always want that just quick fix. And, you know, can a business succeed without a plan? Can a relationship succeed without communication? Can you parent your children without leading by example? I mean, your health is no different. The fact is that anything we do that's worth the effort takes proper foundation, hard work, and commitment. But just want to let you know about Seth. I wanted to let the listeners know. I know a lot of people knew about Seth McNerland because he was on the show with us. And in his first 8 weeks, he lost 25 pounds. And then I'd come on and said that an update was 48 pounds. And he is still sustaining at 48 pounds. He looks
amazing.
Wow,
that is terrific.
Yeah. He's just made it a lifestyle because that's exactly what it is. It's a plan based on your physiology. It's based on how your body's meant to be fed. Your body's meant to be fed every 3 hours a portion of protein, fats, and carbs to stabilize blood sugar. And as a type 1 mom, my son has type 1 diabetes, and that's why I, you know, wanted to understand about it. But as I say on every show, Chuck, it's not just for type 1. It's not just for type 2. It's for everyone. And I do have a lot of type 2 clients, and they also check their blood sugars. And the best thing about it is they tell me that their blood sugars are in the range of 80 to 120. They've never seen it.
Yeah, the older you get, the more concerned you need to be about it. About your blood sugar levels.
Yeah.
And absolutely. And I mean, from somebody who had higher blood sugar levels, I can tell you it's nice to go into the doctor and not have those levels.
Exactly, because you know what to do.
That's right.
You know, the thing is, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. Any listeners out there, it is, you know, you've been taught wrong. You've been taught calories in, calories out. You've been taught workout at the gym. You've been taught don't eat before you exercise. It's all wrong. And I don't know if you caught the show with Renita Brannon on that was talking about, you know, how she was actually a personal trainer, been in the health fitness world for 20 years. She was teaching it all wrong until she heard about blood sugar stabilization and how it can work for the rest of your life. And so you want to think two things. Would you do this? Would you have this plan with your children? And would you teach your children how to eat this way? And can you do this for the rest of your life? And this plan, eating PFC every 3, learning how to stabilize your blood sugar is something you can do.
Yeah, and besides that, you're eating regular food.
Yes. Yes, you're learning labels. You're learning how to go into a grocery store and understand, you know, what you're putting into your body. You're learning about artificial colors and artificial sweeteners that are all over in our foods that you need to know to stay away from. People learn how to cook and get back to the basics and see how their food tastes good. We have so many things out there. Mrs. Dash, no salt. People haven't even heard of that until they go to my program, because we want to really cut some of that salt out. Americans have a lot of salt in their diet. And I just love the fact that this plan will educate you, and it's not something that you have to do alone. You've got a coach there to help you.
And all you have to do is follow the system.
Right. And I say it's paint by the numbers.
Yep.
I mean, we have a booklet that you can see. You can look at the recipes. And you can eat what you love. You don't have to, you know, whatever you love, you can choose. You can choose the type of protein you like. You can choose the type of fat you like. And you can choose the type of carbs you like. And we can work it in.
Well, I got to tell you, Sherry, the hardest problem for me with this program is I'm not hungry. And I have to really discipline myself and make sure my staff interrupts me and says, hey, it's been 3 hours. You've got to feed your body. Because I'm not hungry. And
right.
I'm drinking my water in between, but I'm not hungry. And by drinking that water, my body's fueling it. And I don't get hungry. I have to actually force myself to eat when it's time to eat.
Right.
Because if you don't, then you end up eating too much.
Right. Because you don't have sugar cravings any longer. You're not hungry, but you want to make sure you still eat at least a half a meal, because you want to keep that furnace burning. You know, you want to keep adding that the fuel to the fire, so to speak. And when you do that, then that's when you burn the fat.
Well,
so I encourage everyone, your listeners out there, to get a hold of me. I would love to help you this year, 2018, with investing in your health, because if you don't have your health, what do you have?
That's right. You know, we talk to our clients about it. You can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have your health, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to spend all your money on your health. It's much better to have your health and to have some wealth, and you can enjoy both of them in your later years of life. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, how do they do it, Sherry?
They can go to my website, Chuck. It's team. That's T-E-A-M. And then there's a dash there, so you got to do the dash. And then bliss, that's BLISS.com. Now, bliss stands for, and this will help people remember, it's balanced living and stability with support, because you need support. And if you go to my website, you will see that there is a Be a Health Champion in 2018. You can fill out a personal assessment form, leave your email and your phone number, and I will get a hold of you, and we can get your 2018 started off right. If you started out with a New Year's resolution that's not working for you, I would encourage you to come see me.
Yeah, and you're so right. The number one resolution that most people make is to lose weight.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
And you can also call me. My phone number is area code 515-208-6312.
Yeah, and incidentally, we'll be having a feature on our show this year. Sherry will be joining us every month on a special feature called Investing in Your Health.
Yeah, and I just wanted to let you know that I would love to also feature other nutrition coaches that are working with so many people. And so that way, if you know some of your listeners have questions, that, you know, we can kind of hear from all walks of life, and I'm really hoping to get Mark McDonald on as well.
He is, that would be super.
My mentor.
Yep.
Right. Right.
And
definitely in Mexico right now, sharing this program in Mexico. So, you know, this is a movement. It's a global movement where we're really trying to teach how people should eat and stabilize their blood sugar.
I believe Mark's book's called Why Children Make You Fat.
Yeah, it's Why Kids Make You Fat.
Yeah, there you go.
And How You Get Your Body Back, right?
Yep.
You know, it's because, you know, as parents and busy people, that's what happens is we don't take care of ourselves. And we need to take care of ourselves so that we can actually educate our kids on how to feed their bodies.
We know, Sherry.
And I've worked with...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and I've worked with young up to old and families that have just changed their whole eating around, and the parents are teaching the kids how to cook and eat. And so it's very rewarding.
You know, you just got to think about how long you want to be here, and you want to be as healthy as you can while you are here.
Yes, absolutely.
And this is a very good way to... Well, Sherry, thank you very much, and I look forward to talking to you. I think we're going to have you on next week, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Look forward to that. So thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break and come back with Investing Simplified. If you've got a question, pick up the phone, give us a call. We're going to talk about anything you want to talk about, but I'm going to be talking about annuities. And we're going to be back at 503-417-9595, toll-free 877-733-1011. We'll be right back with Investing Simplified.
We do Investing Simplified.
Hello, this is Kevin Stege, shareholder with Baker & Colson Certified Public Accountants, serving the Portland and Southwest Washington areas for almost 40 years. We are a full-service accounting and consulting firm offering our services to a wide range of business and individual clients. One of the largest expenses to a household or a business is its tax burden. While off-the-shelf tax products can help file simple returns, they can't know your plans for the future and not only provide insight and planning to help you get there, but actually help you along the way. There are just some things that can't be replaced by experience. Whether you are just beginning your working career or have a well-established business with many employees, rely on the professionals at Baker & Colson to help in an efficient, accurate, and personalized manner. We are located at 2414 Northeast Division in Gresham and can be reached at our website at bakercolson.com or 503-666-5569. That's bakercolson.com, 503-666-5569. And remember, at Baker & Colson, our service is the product our clients remember most.
Getting your investing and estate planning questions answered. Call the Financial Doctor for your financial cure. There is no charge for this house call. You can call the Financial Doctor now at 503-417-9595 or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's the Financial Doctor, Chuck Price.
Great. The lines are lighting up, and we appreciate you calling in. We've got a caller. It looks like first caller there we got is Mike from St. Helens. Mike, are you there?
I am, sir.
Okay. You got a question about Bitcoin.
Yes. There seems to be a big fervor throughout the market. Well, it's on the news, both television, radio, et cetera. Bitcoin. Okay.
Yeah.
And then there's they brought up an article. Oh, it was this past week about a person who released a record some years ago, and the person asked to be at that time asked to be paid with Bitcoin, and I guess the person forgot about it or whatever. But anyway, they said he became a multimillionaire.
Well, I think Bitcoin, like anything else, if you got in at the start, it's kind of like a pyramid. If you got in at the start, you're probably going to come out extremely well. I'm not sure I would want to buy that in looking at the volatility swings that it is. And I think at any time the currencies want to squash it, they can. And that's the thing that worries me about digital coin or Bitcoin-type companies, because you're really at the whim. As long as currencies allow it to be exchanged back for the currency, but at some point in time, if they disallow it, you're going to own an empty piece of paper.
Right. That's what happened with the people were buying Iraqi money.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would caution anybody to buy that at this point. I think if you had bought it when it first came out, you would without a question be a multimillionaire today. No question about it. And I think a lot of those people that got in early are getting out. That's why you see the volatility that of the Bitcoin going up and down dramatically.
Okay.
So I wouldn't do it. It would be a gamble, and to me, it would be a high-stake bet.
Well, that's what I think, too.
Yep. I would not do it. And I think one of two things going to happen. Either we're going to have a lot of chaotic economy in about 5 years, or you're going to see those kind of things going away.
Right.
One or the other. Yep. And I don't know how the world currencies are going to take a competing Bitcoin financial industry.
Okay.
Yeah, I think at some point the governments are going to say, wait a minute, how are we taxing this? How are we getting paid on it? We're not, therefore, we're not going to accept it.
See that's a whole other question about that. Because they say it's not traceable.
Yeah, that's right. So what if they pass a law and saying that if you do that, it's illegal, that you're defrauding the currency of the government that you're living in?
Yeah.
Then what do you do? I mean, I don't know. To me, it's too wushy. I think I'm happy for the people that got in early. They made money on it. I'm always happy to hear people make money. I don't feel good for the people who bought it at a high price and now are down 40, 50%.
Or more,
yeah, absolutely. But great question, Mike. Good question.
I enjoy your show.
Hey, great. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening. We appreciate you giving us a call in.
Thank you.
We got Terry's got a question here about his wife's Roth IRA.
Good morning. Yes, sir. I just had a quick question. We would like to take a Roth IRA and use it for real estate investment. And are there any age or are there any restrictions on that?
Well, you already have a substantial amount of money in the Roth.
Not substantial, under $50,000.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. There's a group here in town that does real estate with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Mm-hmm. And they're a specialized company. We do not do that and do not recommend it. But there are people who do it, and if you feel comfortable doing that, you can check them out. I just can't remember the name of the company right now, but
okay.
they just had an advertisement on right before our show, and they're here in Portland, and I know they advertise on Lars's show all the time, but. I just can't think of the name. I know they're two brothers, and they've been doing this a long time. And I think you got to go to somebody who really knows what they're doing. I wouldn't go do that with somebody that doesn't have the experience these guys have. Because you don't want to make a mistake with your retirement money, because the tax consequences could be detrimental.
Oh, I see. Sure. Are there any age restrictions at all?
Well, there's age restriction to, you mean when you can put into a Roth IRA to add money to it?
No, when we can use that money.
Well,
for investments, for let's say we're allowed to use that money for real estate investment.
No, you could use that money at 30 years old or 35 or 40 or 50 or 60 or 70, because on a Roth IRA, you don't have to take an RMD. So you can let that money grow as long as you want.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and that company is right here in Portland, you believe?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want to send me an email To Chuck at pfgwm.com. I'll send you their information.
Chuck at pfgwm.com.
W-M. Yeah, Price stands for Price Financial Group Wealth Management.com.
Chuck at pfgwm.com. Got it. I sure do appreciate it, sir.
Oh, absolutely. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
You bet. I was going to talk here real quick. I think that's the end of the callers here, but if you do want to call and ask a question, pick up the phone, 503-417-9595. I do want to talk to anybody who's any of the radio shows on that you hear. Predominantly, the shows fall into one of two categories. They're either trying to, they're talking about safe money, which safe money is another word for annuity. And I don't know why they don't just tell you what it is. I tell my clients exactly when I'm talking to them about annuities. I tell them it's an annuity because that's what it is. If you're going to do it, be out there and tell them what you're talking about. But all annuities are not created equal. And here's what I would say to you. Before you tie your money up for 10 years or 15 years with some of these insurance sales agents, and that's the guys that sell the annuities, before you do, get an analysis and a comparison. It'll take me 15 minutes to sit down with you and run a comparison on any illustration you have, any annuity you have. And I'll tell you what, all the guys on TV that run these ads on annuities, I visited with every one of them. I've actually went to their meetings and actually talked to them about the products they sell. And I can tell you, every one of them, they're selling a high commission product with a long-term sales charge because they have to pay for their cost of all the advertising they're doing. So, you know, they got to make money to run all those ads. So if you want to do a comparison, it'd take me 15 minutes. I can sit down and I can show you. And in most cases, I can show you as much as 15 to 20% difference over a 20-year period of time of return to your pocket versus the insurance company's pocket. And I don't know. My idea of investing is that me, the investor, makes the money, not the insurance company or the investment company, but me, the investor, makes the money. And I would think most people look at their money that way, and they really want to make money. And one of the biggest drainers of your money in an annuity contract is a guaranteed income rider. Now, just to kind of give a little defense here, a little history back to annuities. Back when I started in the industry, back in the early 70s, the only annuities we really had were fixed annuities where, you know, you give the money and the insurance company says, we're going to pay you 3% this year, and you tie the money up and they pay you 3%, and then next year the insurance company tells you what the interest rate is, and you're usually stuck in that thing for 5 to 10 years, but then the insurance company just makes the interest rate they pay you. And of course, if they don't pay you good, they know you're not going to stay in there for the long haul. So they usually try to pay you a reasonable rate. Then a few years into I think in the early 80s, the variable annuity came out. Now, for us guys who were licensed stockbrokers at the time, and I was a licensed stockbroker, and I could sell securities and stocks and bonds and those kind of things in real estate investment trusts. That was a great way for us to shelter money for clients because we had no other way to do it other than in a retirement plan and to let somebody defer their income outside of a retirement plan and shelter. So variable annuities became a very big thing. And then along came, the only thing is they were subject to market conditions. They would go up and down. They normally had a guaranteed death benefit. If you died, your heirs got all your money back, even if the market might be down. So a little death benefit, a little protection on the downside, but no real protection for your money, just for the death benefit. Then they came out with an income benefit rider, which generally costs between 95% to 1.5% per year. But however, that comes right out of your earnings. And as variable annuities got more and more popular, they became more and more expensive. Some have internal fees as high as 4%. Some have internal fees as low as 1.5%. But believe me, they are in there, whether the advisor explains them to you or not, they're in there, and they're in there for the life of the contract. So you're paying for that management. Now, to me, that's a little hard to take now that I've seen the new annuities at some that don't have internal costs at all. And that's ones that we use that don't have internal costs. But we don't use the income rider because the income rider, if you're gonna live, probably you're gonna be a lot better off making that extra 20% than having the insurance company keep the 20% for the income benefit. And I could show you that most income benefits, if we draw it out, that basically the first 15 to 16 years, you're only taking your money. So you're going to have to live longer than life expectancy to get a gain on that annuity contract. And I would rather have the money and the money to go to my heirs rather than the money to go to the insurance company. And I always hear this on shows to say, well, you got to have this guaranteed income benefit. You got to have income. Well, yeah, you got to have income, but what's even nicer to have is to have money and to have liquidity and to have money you can go grab and use if you need it. Because what happens if you get, your doctor says, hey, you know what, you got 6 months to live. You've got all your money done. You've done everything you're supposed to do. You invest it wisely. But, unfortunately, you've got 6 months. Well, wouldn't it be nice to be able to take that money and spend it and do whatever you want to do with it, even if you want to give it to your kids or give it to your grandkids or whatever you want to do while you're alive instead of doing it after you die? I'm just saying, I personally like having the options. That's why we try to keep our clients, particularly our retired clients, I like to keep them in a liquid state with good returns. And if you can do that, they're going to probably not outlive their money. And I've said this before, my oldest living client right now is 101. And, her thing to me is if I had known I was going to live this long, I'd have had a lot more fun than I did. And, I think we can all kind of look back and say, if we knew how long we were going to be here, we don't. That's why we invest. That's why we save. That's why we plan for the future. But you need to do that for your health as well as your wealth. And they both go hand in hand. And that's a thing called, balance of life. And that's what we encourage our clients to do. We want you to live as long as you possibly can. And we want you to enjoy your life as long as you can. And we want you to have the finances to get there on. And that's what planning does. But I got to tell you, I listen to a lot of radio, and I hear about all these financial plans and all these things. And I got to tell you, I recommend you look at those, but I recommend you come sit down and talk to me, because I do a very simple thing called Investing Simplified. It's a registered trademark, and it's a very simplified planning solution. And we take into consideration everything as far as, how long you're going to live, is your spouse going to outlive you, or are you going to outlive your spouse? That is normal retirement planning. And the thing is, we want you to enjoy your retirement and not make it a drudgery. It should be a time of life when you enjoy life and being able to do the things you want to do. And the only way to do that is to have a plan that's simplified, that you understand that the plan itself doesn't keep you up at night. We want you having a good night's sleep. And I think one of the best things I had, when a client was in the other day, and he said to me, I'm really happy I sit down with you because I sleep at night now. I don't worry about it. I'm not worried about my investment portfolio. You have a strategy all in place. If the market falls apart tomorrow, I don't have to worry about it. And you know what? That's peace of mind is a pretty big thing. And if you don't have it in your portfolio, I recommend you give us a call and do a free financial checkup. And it's painless. Nobody high pressures anybody. We just show you our strategy, how we use it, and how it can work for you. As I say to people, you know, many people have tried to duplicate what we do, and that's fine. That's a compliment that they try that. But the fact is, we've done it for a long, long time, and it continues to work. And that's really what matters most, is our clients continue to be happy and our clients continue to not outlive their funds. It doesn't mean we're always 100% right. Nobody in investing is 100% right. If they tell you they are, they're totally wrong. Even the guy on TV that says, our investors invest their money and nobody ever lost any money. Well, yeah, but what he's not telling you is there's a period of time for 2 or 3 years they didn't lose any money, but they didn't make any money. And I don't know about you, but I don't want my money sitting there not making money. I can take a little bit of fluctuation, but I want my money consistently making money. And that really is the whole crux of the thing, is what at the end of the day did you make, and what is your portfolio doing for you, and how is it helping you meet your own personal objectives? And only you can answer that. But I recommend that if you are concerned about it, give us an opportunity to look at it. Kevin Stege, our resident CPA, is not in today because he is doing income taxes and will be. He'll be joining us about once, maybe a month here through tax season. And Carl's taking a week off. Carl Jepson, our attorney at law, he's relaxing today and enjoying a Saturday off, and I'm the one that gets to come in and talk to you folks, and I'm glad to do that, and I enjoy doing it. But I do want to say that there is a big, big difference between annuities, and if you're thinking about buying an annuity or you bought an annuity and you want a second opinion, come in. We have a 15-minute annuity checkup. I will give it to you. I will print it out. You can take it home. You can take it with you. I'll just print out the facts, and you can look at it, and you can decide for yourself if you've got the best one or not, or if it works for what you're trying to achieve. And just be aware that not always what you see is what you get. So we'll run it out and show you the actual numbers, and you're the one that can decide. It's your money. It's not ours. And so all I do is offer that as a service, as a free annuity check, and you can check your annuity and compare it to what's there in the industry, and you can see if it's the right one for you or not. And after all, it is your money, and that's the important thing. Well, if we got about 2 minutes here, so I'm just going to give you some information that I do need to give out. I do want to mention that if you are Medicare age and you're on Medicare, I have a Medicare specialist that I refer. She's the person that I've used myself, helps me with our insurance. It's Karen Kane at Insurance Solutions. And Karen has been on our show, also been in my book, Investing Simplified. She is an expert on Medicare and Medicare supplements. I highly recommend her. We have Rick Demick, who is a long-term care specialist, and I recommend Rick. In fact, I know Rick virtually each week is meeting with my clients on long-term care, because I totally recommend that they do talk to somebody about long-term care, because long-term care is something you need to plan for. But I think too often times advisors try to be a jack-of-all-trades and a master of none. And I totally admit, long-term care is not a simple thing for me. I need to sit down with Rick and talk to him about it, because he helps me myself. So I highly recommend that. Carl, if you want to contact Carl Jepson, attorney at law, his phone number is 971-229-0585. He's located at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 101, Portland, Oregon. And Kevin Stege is with Baker Colson CPA Firm. They're at 2414 Northeast Division Street, 503-666-5569. You can reach me, Chuck Price, at 503-253-3000. God bless you all, and have a great week. And we'll be back next Saturday with Investing Simplified to answer your questions. Have a great, safe week. Price Financial Group, Wealth Management.
Investing Simplified.
You can listen to past shows of Investing Simplified or sign up for our free newsletter at www.pfgwm.com. This show was brought to you by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm located at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 103, Portland, Oregon, 97216, 503-253-3000, or 877-50-PRICE. Investing Simplified is a registered trademark owned by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated.
All right. I'm Carl Jepsen, estate planning attorney and co-host of the radio program Investing Simplified. I recently left the Warren Allen Law Firm to open my own office. Professional and personable service have always been the hallmarks of my practice. I believe that this move will allow me to spend more time with my clients. For more than 37 years, it has been my privilege to assist clients with practical estate planning with wills, trusts, powers of attorney, advance directives, and other documents so that they may have peace of mind knowing that their affairs are in order. When probate becomes necessary, emotions of family members may become fragile. Having an experienced attorney that can empathize with what the client is going through makes the process much easier. My new office is conveniently located at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 101, just across from Mall 205, and my phone number is 971-229-0585. That's 971-229-0585.